Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The 2022 primary for Ohio's U.S. Senate seat is well over a year away, but the field of candidates on both sides seems to be narrowing. Here to talk about it is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So for the Democrats, Congressman Tim Ryan clearly running, and now there's an unexpected candidate possibly emerging to challenge Ryan, Dr. Amy Acton. She became known last year as the Ohio Health Department director. How likely is it that she's going to run?
I don't know, Marianne. It's hard to say at this point. She did quit her present job at the Columbus Foundation last week to spend time, as she described it, carefully considering whether or not to get into the race. So, you know, leaving your job is a pretty big step.
So does she have much experience in partisan politics?
No, not really. She's never been a candidate at all. In 2008, she did some work for the Obama campaign. But if she gets in, she would be a completely new face in Ohio politics.
Well, let's start first with the positives. What positives would she bring to the race?
I think it's mostly kind of star power or celebrity. She's almost universally known in Ohio. Ryan is a longtime congressman, and he even ran for president briefly in 2019. But he has nothing even approaching the name recognition of Amy Acton statewide. There are prominent Democrats in the state who have told me that they have polls indicating that she would be a strong candidate. I don't know. I haven't actually seen those polls. But Acton was something of a folk hero in the early days of the pandemic, appearing on TV with DeWine every day for briefings in her white lab coat. And she was the inspiration for a bobblehead and countless young girls in Ohio who had their parents make videos of them in white lab coats saying they wanted to grow up to be like Amy Acton, Dr. Amy. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Do you think some voters might question why she left the health department so abruptly in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis last summer?
Yes, I do. I think they will. A lot of Democrats, too. And she'll have to answer those questions. At the time, she said she was just getting weary of the pushback from Republicans in the legislature who accused her and DeWine of being too heavy-handed and issuing strict orders, basically shutting down the state for a period of time and pushing back the 2020 primary. And she was also getting very tired of having armed protesters marching outside her suburban Columbus home. I mean, these were all people who were COVID deniers, and they were demonstrating out in front of her front yard. You can hardly blame her for being upset over that. But recently, she's been talking more about her philosophical differences with Mike DeWine as a reason for leaving.
So what do you think? Do you think ultimately she's going to decide to run?
I'm not sure. If she doesn't, I think it will be mainly because she sat down with some political consultants to explain to her that if she runs, she's going to spend the bulk of her time for the next 2 years raising money, and lots of it, something probably in the neighborhood of $40 million to run a primary and general election campaign. And that might be enough to turn any non-politician away, but, you know, we shall see. She's going to take her time and make her decision probably within the next month or two.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He's written a column about this subject. You'll find it at WVXU.org.